I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And welcome back as we roll into the third hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk about what you carry, okay? Just off of, let's expand a little bit on Masada Yub's very good article. Primarily what I carry on a daily basis is going to be a handgun that I'm very familiar with. Okay? Now, I do carry the STI Eagle 5.0 from time to time, and I carry it with two spare magazines, which are gigantic. And the gun, which actually disappears inside the waistband quite easily. Although I do prefer outside the waistband. Now, but having said that, most of the time what I'm carrying is a Glock 9mm of some sort. I have four, 26, the 19, the 17, and the 34. Sometimes, if I'm carrying the 19 or the 17 or the 34, I may carry the 26 as a backup, because the 26 will accept magazines from all three of those handguns. And I do that because these are 9mm. Primarily. Now, why is that important? That's important because, one, I have one kind of ammunition. I have 9mm. That only helps me if I have performed with these things proficiently and trained with these things proficiently. But this is my choice. Now, I know some people that only carry 1911s, and I wouldn't want to face them. I don't have any particular technological advantage over them because at the end of the day, it's not the gun, it's the person behind the gun that makes the gun what it is. Okay, whether it's a good self-defense tool or it's being used in a crime. So, I know people that carry M&Ps. I know people that carry Springfield XDs or XDMs. I know people that carry Steyrs. I know people that carry all manner of guns besides the Glocks that I carry. For some people, those are better choices than the one I've made. Somebody that has trained on a 1911 and knows how to handle a 1911, a la Tiger McGee or Jeff Cooper or Bob Harvey, they've gotten past certain things. They've gotten past certain things that a lot of new people handling a gun are going to encounter with a 1911. They've evolved beyond that because of how much time they put in with the platform. Tiger McKee has been carrying the same gun despite the new thing coming out, that year in and year out since the 70s. The same gun. The same Series 80, I think it is, or Series 70 Colt 1911. He has changed the sights on it. That's it. That's all he's done. Carries the same gun right now. He does shoot a variety of rifles, but handgun, that's it. And there's that old saying out there, beware the person that only has one gun, because he probably knows how to use that really well. Now, 9mm has the ball ammunition versus the self-defense ammunition is a world of difference altogether. Different world altogether. And you got to bear that in mind. With the exotic ammunition out there, 9mm is going to work. Now, for new shooters, where a 10 or a 40 or a 350, I've never shot a 357.6, so I don't know how they feel when you fire those. But for any of those other calibers, 45, relatively soft shooting. But it all comes, I mean, this is why we don't see people driving the same car or living in the same kind of house or wearing the same kind of clothes or the same kind of shoes. A lot of things come down to personal preference. So the moral of this story is that if you have a gun that you're carrying and this is a gun you've trained with, it doesn't matter what it is. There's some guns that are designed better than others. I like a gun that is simple. I think the Glock has, 35 moving parts in it, which is less than the M&P and which is less than the XDM. That's why I choose the Glock. I have owned both of the others. The problem I have, for example, with the XD platform is that grip safety. Not because it has a grip safety, but because it's made out of plastic. Grip safeties are fine. My STI has a grip safety. It's made out of steel, and it's connected to steel parts. I think with plastic guns, the fewer moving parts, the better. Are there better guns than Glocks? Absolutely. You can't believe how many. I mean, the difference between a Salient Glock and a Glock is like saying, okay, I started out driving a Pinto, but I have graduated to a Ferrari. But all of these calibers, I see all the time people talking about the 40 caliber is useless. The 45, 9mm is useless. The 45 gap, you know. There are some guns, like I said, that are better than others. As a self-defense round, I am only willing to go as low as 9mm. But it is cheaper to train with, okay? And if I go shoot 9mm, I shouldn't probably be carrying 40 or 45 because I'm training with one feel and I'd be actually employing one when it really matters that is going to feel different and maybe affect me differently. But it all comes down to a matter of choice. But if somebody comes up to you, see, I may have done this in the past. I'm never gonna hit somebody, you know, hit on them, make fun of them for their choice of gun until I see them shoot it. And most of the time, if I see somebody shooting something that I might not carry, it might be because they're new. Because as with experience, your taste and your desire sort of refines with it. I see a lot of people that start out with Tauruses or Kel-Tecs or other guns, which do launch bullets all the time. But they graduate and they go to a Smith or they go to a Glock or to a Springfield. So, when it's all said and done, the most important thing for you to do is to pick what works for you. What works for me may not work for you. What works for you may not work for me. It's one thing to be comfortable with it, but you do need to be proficient with it. Proficiency and comfort will lead to you doing it more often, which will lead to you becoming more comfortable, more proficient. It is a great circle of life to get involved in. So really, the discussion I just had with you really has more to do with the fact that it really doesn't matter, as long as you put yourself in it and immerse yourself in it. If you're going to carry a gun for self-defense, train for self-defense. Often, regularly, consistently, get out of your comfort zone, do a few things, enjoy yourselves. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I do think it's very important to carry a gun that you like, that you've picked, that you've trained with. Now, for the gun grabbers, that's a problem. And for me, one of the biggest problems with the gun control debate is the fact that it is about guns. So let me explain what I mean. I support gun rights straight out of my skull. I carry concealed every day. I shoot as often as I can. I don't have a problem with them. So why do I consider guns to be the problem within the context of the debate? For the uninformed that have never held one, okay, it is an object of fear. There's a stigma about it. They tend to fear what they don't understand. It's very much part of human nature, the human condition. So it stands to reason for the non-gun-owning public who are likely being exposed to media with pretty obvious bias against guns and gun ownership on a nearly constant basis. On their best day, they would be ambivalent at best towards the idea of gun rights. Now, for me and you, that discomfort goes up higher when you realize that there are people like me that have total familiarity with guns. And that level of discomfort goes up for those that have total unfamiliarity with guns. As well as playing into it, a natural and unavoidable emotional response to the idea of innocent life being lost. It's hard to divorce yourself from that emotion and think about things logically, especially when you've got the major news outlets bombarding you with images of grieving families with a silhouette of a weapon behind them. The disconnect in the debate over gun control has to do with the fact that it's about guns, tools. While there are 100 million plus of us, we're very quiet. We're not walking around going, "Got guns! I got guns!" We're not doing that. So we have to deal with unfamiliarity and discomfort, which is reinforced by the media. We have whole generations of people that have grown up in big cities like New York and Chicago where they've never held one. Some people have never seen one except on television or on the belt of a police officer. Now, this unfamiliarity, especially when you consider where all your major outlets are, your major outlets, news outlets, that is, that means the people talking about them in these big cities also probably have never seen a gun or fired a gun. And this is where you get stupidity, like high-capacity magazine clips, high-powered assault rifle, the gun went off accidentally, constructed in such a way as to make the gun itself only a noun in the sentence. You see, the guy holding the gun when it went off didn't fire the gun. Negligently, the gun went off. Because these things do that. Do you get what I'm saying? Terms like gun violence imply that there's an active role on the part of the gun itself, like it's part of the planning for these gang hits. When the Crips sit down, they've got guns in the circle at the table with them, and they're chipping in their 2 cents. And the use of a qualifier indicates a distinction between different types of violence. The fact that gun violence is the only flavor of mayhem, to use a qualifying attributive noun, we never hear about knife violence or blunt object violence or car violence or hand-to-hand violence. That implies that violent actions with a gun are somehow worse than violent actions committed with anything else or without one. This is manipulating what you report, and it creates outrage and concern amongst those who have that total unfamiliarity or the pre-existing bias against firearms and firearm ownership. But this practice also aggravates us as gun owners. It's pretty frustrating to see a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about being talked to by people that don't know what they're talking about, that are too contemptuous to actually go out and find out what they're talking about. Finally, in any discussion that they're doing, it's always on a very broad scale. The unfortunate reality is that the loudest voices are also usually the weirdest and the most extreme. Josh Sugarman. By and large, the most outspoken advocates of gun rights are also among those most likely to be branded as weird extremists by a gun-shy public. I'm sure I am. Couldn't care less, though. For them, this exacerbates the already negative association that people have with guns. Therefore, people that have guns and carry guns, we're bad too. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Detroit. Yes, sir.
Great conversation today, Bill.
Thank you.
You know, it's neat. I'm finding that more or less the nation, it seems like, is basically broke up into kind of three groups when it comes to guns. You have 10% that are, I hate guns, they're horrible, I don't want to hear anything about them. You have 10% that are, I'm passionate, I love guns, and they're the most wonderful things ever. And then there seems to be a pretty broad spectrum in the middle, and I'm wondering if you'd agree with that. You know, the 80% in the middle that maybe go hunting on occasion, maybe their dad went hunting, they possibly own the 12-gauge and 22 in the closet that they occasionally shoot, and they're kind of watching to decide where their opinions are. And that's kind of, you know, more or less
I would have to agree with you, because there's enough gun owners in the United States today that we should be able to win any national election we want to.
Hands down. No question.
Hands down. If they all vote.
And then, but I see so often that it's basically a fight from the 10% on one end, fighting with the 10% on the other. And I kind of try to take a bit of a different approach, even though I'm definitely in the 10% that loves firearms. I try to talk to the 80 in the middle. And I find that if I'm not overly passionate sounding, and I don't sound like, you know, I'm too much of a radical, that a lot of times just easy logic can really help them out. I was on the going to pick up some office furniture the other day with somebody in the office. She happens to be far left, and she started talking about firearms because she happens to know that I carry. And it was just really fun to have the conversation. And internally, of course, the tiger was raging to jump all over the debate, but it was tough to kind of try to scale it back when she said, well, I can't imagine spending $300-$400 on something that maybe I'm potentially, possibly going to need to use once, and it'd be a horrible thing if I did. And, you know, well, I can see that. I understand that point. I said, you know, I do go shooting pretty often, like every weekend, because I own 40 acres of property. Well, yeah, if you own the property, it's kind of a sport. I guess that makes sense. And I said, but I think that's sort of human nature. I look at guys that, you know, have these souped up $30,000, $40,000 restored cars, and how often do they get to drive them? Couple times a week, you know, during the summer they get to go to the track and really run it. And I, you know, just started going all the way down. She goes, well, I don't think women have anything like that. I said, ever seen a woman did scrapbooking? And she started cracking up. She says, I probably have $2,000 worth of scrapbooking stuff that I've never used.
You want to hold on through the break, or?
I got to go. Okay. Good show, though.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back on a Friday. Excuse me, Thursday. I'm jumping ahead. Let's go back to the future. This is Lock and Load.
Come on up and kiss me. Come on up and kiss me.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I realize that after we went out and I said it was Friday, some of you may be thinking, I don't know what today is. I would like to simply move on if we can. Now, to the point of the percentages being 10% very anti, 10% very for, and 80% not really knowing. I don't know what those are, but it's probably broken up on some scale that way. Okay? And correctly, Jeff stated that the ones that we need to convince are the ones that don't know. Right? While I can get really hot while I'm discussing certain things here, whenever I do have the occasion to run up on one, I try to reason with them. Some are unreasonable. There's just simply no getting past certain things. Sometimes the lie, if you've heard it enough, it becomes a truth. But I will say this about gun ownership. A lot of people will get out there, like with Manchin Toomey. They said the NRA defeated Manchin Toomey. No, they didn't. NRA membership is maybe 4.5% of the total gun-owning populace, so they certainly didn't do it. It was the gun owners of America, not the organization, but the people, that did that by making phone calls. And then they slip back into the shadows as gun owners. Okay?
Not because they're ashamed of it or anything. They just don't feel the particular need to get in there and do anything active, I guess, is the best way to put it. And, of course, the computer screen goes blank. Let's see if I can escape out of that. That ain't working. Let's see if this works. The thing to remember is that when you are dealing with somebody that does not know about guns, you may have an opportunity with them to tell them, to explain to them. Take the time to explain to them. The end-all, be-all here would be to maybe get them to a range, which means then you have to invest more time in it. A lot of people say, I don't have the time to be doing that, Bill. I'm sorry. Life does get in the way. But from time to time, you may find that opportunity. And that's when you should take that opportunity. I just want to say something out loud, just so everybody knows. If you've ever heard of that Apple versus PC argument, don't listen to that either. That's not a good argument to make. I'm waiting on the Apple MacBook Pro to figure out what it's going to do next as we move forward. At the end of the day, as far as the gun control debate, where the two sides disagree the most is the fact that guns are in it, as if somehow guns have intent, or guns have motive, or guns have a say. Guns don't have a say. Guns that don't have a moral compass. They don't have a conscience. They don't have a thought process. They are, at their very heart, very simple machines that a few things have to happen in order for other parts to work. They have to be activated. They have to be put into play. If they want to talk about solving crime issues, you would notice that guns would be taken out of the debate altogether. That's what I wish I would, our gun crime is at a historic low. We're down there with all of the rest of the enlightened serfs in Europe and everything. We're within percentage points of being exactly where they're, tenths of percentage points of being where they are now. And we have bigger populations than most every country you'll ever hear us compare to. You never hear us compared to Russia, which has fewer citizens and more gun crime. Isn't Russia a developed nation? I think so. They've got iPhones and Audis. So when you get in there, and you have an opportunity to talk to somebody, what you should be saying to yourself is, self, take a minute. Lay aside your bias towards them, because you probably feel like me. These are just misinformed idiots. Take a minute, lay that bias aside, and take that to be the opportunity that it really, truly is. This is a chance for you to make a difference, to turn on a light, to open some eyes. I've never had one in my house before, an anti-gunner. I think that would be a lot of fun. If only because that would mean that I could open the gun safe and let them look at the guns and say, okay, now if the guns are the issue here, they're going to at any minute animate themselves and they're going to start shooting us. And they'll find that a little funny. Which is sort of cool. I wonder what would happen. Magnum, would it be an FCC violation if I shot my computer live on the air? Do you know? I've never asked that question before. Would that be? Do you think that would be an FCC violation? I think it only concerns language, isn't it? I mean, is there any FCC regulation that states you can't have a gunshot go off over there? He's probably looking it up right now. I have to ask those questions from time to time just to make sure that I don't go too far off of the reservation. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yes, the MacBook versus PC argument, it's not worth doing. One is no better than the other. As a matter of fact, in some cases, they're worse. Let's see if that popped. No, it just popped up one. That's fine. Okay. We need to get the guns out of the gun debate simply because if we were to do that, then we could actually have a debate about cause. Because the cost-benefit analysis has been done on guns. That's been done. And the benefit outweighs the cost. And the gun grabbers don't like that, so what do? They lie about the cost-benefit analysis. It's an epidemic, but there is no epidemic. But remember this. Well, thanks there, Tulip. Black Tulip in the chat room is going to go get a Willow MD. You got a knee issue, or I'm going to use it on my shoulders and everything else, too. I got lots of pains here and there. And if I don't have to go to a doctor, that's a really good day. That's the beauty of this thing. The beauty of it. We got to get the guns out of the gun control debate, and we've got to keep hammering the facts and everything, because they're going to try to lie their way to a totalitarian state. That's what the ones that are the loudest anti-guns people, that's what the loudest anti-gun people want. A totalitarian, utopian state. If you can use the same, those two words fit into their one sentence for them. For us, it's totalitarian. For them, it's utopian. In reality, the utopia part of it doesn't exist. Because there is no such thing as a gun-free zone. No matter how you slice it or dice it, there is no such thing as a gun-free zone. Guns can be introduced into everything. That's right. In the chat room, they say the epidemic is lying. That's exactly right, Britt. You're exactly right. The lying is the epidemic. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm on the mission, the powers have called me away. I'm on the time to carry the colors again. My motivation, the North House won't defend. To win the honor of coming back home again. No explanation.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load as we get ready to go away. Somebody out of Point Pleasant, New Jersey had a really absurdly offensive idea, but I'm going to turn it around on them as we go. They say that there should be a law requiring every household with a gun, no matter what kind, to post a sign in a window or on the front lawn warning there are firearms in that home. We post signs for security letting thieves know there is an alarm and cameras there if they attempt to break in. The biggest reason for this advertisement, this is them continuing on, is to let a neighbor know there are guns next door. If the neighbor knows this, then they wouldn't let a six-year-old play with a four-year-old who can take an unattended gun by mistake and kill another child. This has happened before. I know, it just happens all the time. The owner of the home where the gun is kept should, be by law, be held responsible for any horrific happenings with the firearm. Okay. If homeowners have to reveal they have firearms, they would be more responsible and would secure the firearm in a safe place and not leave it to a deranged person in the home. The school in Newtown has been torn down, and plans have been made to build a new $50 million school. A sign would only cost a few dollars. This is coming from Frank DiGirolamo. Somebody get out a pad and paper, because I'm going to dictate a letter to Frank.
Dear Frank, first of all, I know that in New Jersey that you're only allowed to have guns in the home. If by some means, I'll compromise with you on the signs. If it's okay to put signs out front that say, if you come into this home to invade it, we're going to kill you, I'm willing to go along with that. My dear Frank, you're simply a parrot. Yes, accidents happen. They do happen, and they are heartbreaking when they happen. But there is no premeditation to these. Now, Frank, if you loan your car to somebody that goes out and drives drunk and kills somebody, should you be held liable for that? No, you should not, because you did not loan your car to him with the premeditated notion that he might drink in it and kill somebody. Nobody that owns guns, Frank, wants a child to be killed with them. I own plenty of guns. I have grandchildren. One thing you will never see them doing is handling a gun. Until they reach a certain age, and then they will do it under supervision, and they will not find one laying about. You see, Frank, we that are gun owners don't lay our gun on the counter like we would, say, a paperback book or glasses. We're aware of where the gun is at all times because we want to keep track of that, because we, like you, understand that they're not a paperback book or a pair of glasses. But I like where you're going with this, Frank, because what you want is you want some form of identification to point out who owns the guns and who doesn't. So let me help make this. As a matter of fact, you and I should get together, and I think with a little compromise, we can get a movement together where everybody that owns a gun can be identified, Frank. Frank, join me in the National Coalition to Identify Gun Owners by allowing open carry nationally, making it a required federal mandate. That way, everybody that owns a gun will have to carry a gun, and it has to be out in the open, and then everybody knows. Now, I realize that doesn't play into your narrative, Frank, but you have to understand that I, as a gun owner, am really tired of the notion of compromise, meaning that I have to give something else up in order to appease you. I'm not interested in appeasing you, but I do live in a state of reality, and I realize that you may be onto something here. Because I think everybody in the United States wants to carry a gun. Every law-abiding citizen that wants to carry a gun should be allowed to carry a gun because they're a law-abiding citizen. I'm not really likely to give your thing about criminals carrying guns. Then criminals will carry guns. Criminals carry guns right now, right there in your beloved state of New Jersey. They're carrying guns. They don't care about what you think. They don't care about what I think. They're as likely to rob you as they are me. The only difference between me and you is if they try to rob me, there's a fair chance they're going to get perforated. If they rob you, there's a fair chance they're going to beat their hands till they break on your skull. Now, some of what you're doing here, Frank, reminds me of certain other things I've seen, because you like to label things. You want to identify things like stars on their chest or scarlet letters. You think that's the way to go. You think for some reason that my rights of privacy, my rights of domicile, are fully at your convenience. Besides the fact that you live in what should be a constitutional republic and you seem to be ignoring that, I'm going to push that to the side right now. Frank, you can get exactly what you can force on that one. Now, one thing I would like to point out is if your mandate were to become a rule or regulation of the land, that for every house that had to put up a sign saying, I've got guns, there's going to be a bunch of houses out there that say, I don't have, they won't have signs, they just won't have anything, which to the would-be robber, the would-be home invader, is going to mean I don't have guns. Now, which house do you think he's kicking in the door? Which way do you think the home invader is going to go? Why, Frank, in New Jersey, after Hurricane Sandy, did the few gun owners in New Jersey put up signs in their subdivision saying, don't come here, we have guns? And why did the home invaders not go there? You need to think this through, Frank. I don't know if, I don't know if you're if you want to list something, if you want to label me out of hatred, because it has a boomerang effect on you, Frank. Would you feel safer in your neighborhood if you had a gun-free household sticker on each and every window in your neighborhood? Would you? There are elements in our society that would like to see that information volunteered, Frank. And guess what? The way they introduce themselves to you, they do extend their hand, but it's not open to shake your hand. It's closed to strike your face, which is normally followed by some sitting on your chest and repeated strikings of your face. Sure, I'm glad you're a gun-free household. I like your flat-screen TV and your wife and your life, and I'm taking all of it. And you can't do anything about it because you're gun-free. Ha, 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 ha. See how this totalitarian thing works, Frank? Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying to you here? First of all, your desire to label others that you deem enemies is abhorrent. If we were as bad as you think we are, Frank, there would be no gun control discussion going on right now, because we would have already taken to the streets with pitchforks and burning torches and guns, and we would have dealt with you already if we were such hate mongers. But we're not. We're not. I'll tell you what we are. We're getting sort of tired of you misinformed idiots out there making what you think is a helpful suggestion and saying that we should all be labeled and all this other vile stuff. We're the good people. We're the ones that hold the door open. We're the polite people that say, thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir. You, on the other hand, you want to thank for everybody. Signed, Bill Frady, hugs and kisses. We'll do this again in about 21 hours. Tomorrow on the show, Bob Harvey. He'll be joining us about why he carries what he carries and why you could carry it too. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Locked and Loaded.